Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Cultivating Healthy and Vibrant Workplaces, the podcast. So I am joined today by my favorite person in the whole wide world, my husband, Peter Kelly. Yay! Welcome, Peter.
Thank you so much.
So, well, hey, mate, we did it, hey? We did it. High fives.
Thank God.
Thank God, yeah. I mean, we're here today, of course, to talk about the launch of our book and I guess the journey that we endured to get to this point. And truly, you know, when we were creating the book, I did not know if we would ever see the day when we would be sitting here together in our house recording the podcast on our experience. So how are you feeling, Peter?
I'm feeling great. You said it was a journey, but it was more like a crusade, I thought.
Oh my gracious.
But we made it through. We made it through. Here we are, and finished product.
And
fantastic.
The poor guy, I just put him through some picture taking for our book. And, you know, we tried to be the professional do-it-yourself camera jobby here with our tripods and our phone cameras. And we are going to get some professional shots done later on, but we figured this will suffice.
Sure we are.
At any rate, before we continue, I do want to extend our deepest appreciation to our listeners who have been tuning into this podcast. And, you know, we hope that you're getting lots of insights from our podcast and, of course, from our book, you know, and hopefully you'll purchase our book and, you know, that you'll get lots of pragmatic tips and tools and insights to apply to your work and also to your personal life, because we do, or I guess in particular, share some of my personal life stories and experiences to help contextualize some of the book, you know, concepts, if you will, right? Okay, so are you ready, Peter?
I was born ready, dear.
You're born ready. All right, so for those who, I'm just getting my notes all geared up here. For those who may not know Peter, and probably a good majority of you may not.
95%.
Peter Kelly, my better half, has over 30 years of progressive experience in oil and gas, in cogen operations, which is short for steam and electrical, I guess, pulp and paper, and electronics communications. He's currently employed as a supervisor with Royal Dutch Shell here in Alberta. And he's also a wonderful advisor to us at the Workplace Wellness Center of Excellence. And he brings a lot of diverse skill sets and experiences and perspectives, you know, from his current and past employment positions. And he's also completed a certificate, in occupational health and safety with distinction from the University of Alberta. Pretty impressive there, Mr. Kelly.
Well, thank you, dear.
Alrighty, so I asked some people in our online communities to share some questions that I might ask you. So are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous. I don't usually get nervous, but I think I'm in the hot seat,
you're
I guess.
You're pretty cool, excuse me, I can't speak today. A pretty cool cucumber. So,
just forewarning, you don't know what might come out of my mouth. So
gives me a little bit of concern, I have to say. But at any rate, let's go. So I've also added in a couple of my own questions and comments as well. So one question was from Philippa Dawood. She's a Workplace Wellness leader who was profiled in our book and a dear friend of our programs. And she's been in our programs and has helped facilitate some elements of our programs. And so her question was, what was it like working side by side with me on this book project? Now be kind.
Well, Philippa, great question. You know, the end product, definitely when that happened, it was a very rewarding experience. We thought we had the end product several times, My wife, being the perfectionist that she is, said, no, there's some more edits I'd like to make. And I'm thinking, oh boy, Hellwell is going to be get their work cut out for them.
Tellwell is our publisher.
Book published. Yeah. And anyway, we did finally get it, the final edits, we'll say, done, hopefully. And
they're done. The book is out there now. So
yeah, but you still might make more. I know
well,
you.
Well, fingers crossed we won't have.
Yeah. So anyway, that was rewarding. Finally getting that out into the published world and seeing some people actually buying it, which was a really great feeling. And but the full year and a half, it was trying. I have to say, it was a busy time.
Yeah.
I'm working full time also, and I get home from after a 12-hour shift, which amounts to about a 13.5-hour day, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I get home, and Lisa's still up sitting on her in her office.
Probably with doing, no supper on the table.
Well, no supper thing wasn't
we'll
a big
issue. We'll get to
that after. Because, yeah, I'm the cook anyway in the family. So, but it was just, never got to spend a lot of quality time together. Everything was book, book, book. And
that's
the way it is when you're writing a book. And,
yeah.
You know, you just got to make sure you're strong enough relationship to handle it. That's all.
Yeah.
And we were fine. So,
yeah. Well, so, thank you, Peter.
Did that answer your question, Philippa?
Yeah. No, thank you. You know, if I could add to that, you know, I joke around about the supper, but when you're on a business, there's not always a lot of time to be in the kitchen cooking. And I'm a nutritionist, so that makes it a little challenging for me, right? Because I put in long days and sometimes 7-day weeks, especially during this, you know, month, year and a half writing a book. And I should say the book was actually like conceptualized many years ago. And then the pandemic hit and we did a little bit of research, but then we went in, you know, full force on the book, research interviews of over 50 people, I guess about probably almost 2 years ago now. And, excuse me, it's been quite a journey, a wonderful journey, but a challenging one, as you said. Carlos, a mental health expert profiled in the book as well, posted this question, or two questions, actually. He said, partners tend to think alike. What were some different viewpoints that you, Peter, brought to the book?
Well, that's a good question for sure. Yeah. So partners tend to think alike. First, I'll have to put a stop to that one right there on our relationship. Anyway, myself and Lisa are total opposites. Total opposite.
Now, you don't
no
have
doubt
to share too,
that.
Too much here, Peter.
No, but it works. Opposites attract, and it definitely worked for us. And with regards to that viewpoint, I guess, like, Lisa is such a perfectionist in everything she does, and I guess I was like a grounding rod, I guess, to kind of bring things back into reality. Her experience is pretty well in the business world, and so as such, most of her experience that was brought to the book is from executives, management, that type of workplace environment, whereas my real life experiences started way back in 1984 and just out doing work in the field in minus 50, if you believe that or not. Our friends,
we live in Alberta
in the warmer climates. And so all my real life experience was based on how this book would gear towards the people who need to have a voice in workplace wellness, and cultivating healthy cultures is a big part of it. And years ago, it just wasn't out there, and it's gotten so much better.
There was not just term as psychological safety, or certainly not spoken about, well, you know, in our...
Get the work done. Basically, I had chats, many chats about, well, Pete, so how was this in a workplace that you were at before? Did this happen or did that happen? And and I could speak from like real life experience about certain things that, and able to bring that perspective to the conversation. So it worked well together.
Yeah, thank you. Your occupational health and safety certificate, and you've done a lot of different roles and different capacities as supervisor and what have you, and shutdowns and plants for those who are familiar with plant operations. And you really did, and yourself and Mr. William McPeck came on in one of our programs and did a presentation and spoke about OHS and total worker health safety concepts. And we actually dedicate a whole section on that. And you were able to bring a lot of that perspective and be a sounding board for me when I was doing the research and interviews for that. And so I think that was really great, you know, like you said, that you could bring those dimensions and perspectives to our book. And in your view, how did our collaboration help enhance the book?
Well, it helped to enhance it by keeping it real. Like the book is such a wealth of knowledge with regards to real life experiences, and especially from all the people that were interviewed and who graciously donated their time. Like, thank you so much for that. Like,
so
and it just made the book, and it's going to be relatable. There's stories from people's real lives that is going to make the book a joy to read, because it's not just different
textual
sections.
Theories. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's something that you can follow along, and you're wondering, okay, what actually happened in this person's life, and how did they get past it? And so there's a lot of great examples in the book about that. And
I really tried to bring, and between us, you know, really tried to personalize, right? And I've been told that the book reads really well, and it's engaging. And I tried to engage as much as possible storytelling format when I was sharing the profiles, and we capture the profiles. And of course, you know, you were a great sounding board, and you helped me with that. And and I want to share something else, but I'll leave that for later. Okay, so Ruby McCooney, a graduate of our Workplace Wellness Certification Program, sent me some really compelling questions. And one was, what advice, Peter, would you give someone who is struggling to finish writing a book? I can relate to that. Or better yet, struggling with submitting the final copy out of fear of imposter syndrome or perfectionism. Now, that doesn't sound like me, does it?
I would say, yeah, it definitely sounds like you. You really have to trust in yourself. Like, you've put the hard work in, and if you are a perfectionist, like this question is suggesting, you've actually put in a lot of hard work, and you need to trust in yourself, and you got to be able to say, like, I put my heart and soul into this, and knowing that, you need to believe that it's going to be a good product. And, you know, like it's like painter, for instance. Like, I like to dabble in art, and I've done some portraits and different paintings of landscape and whatnot. And when do you say, okay, it's finished? You can go and you can add another little touch of paint, and you can change something, and you could do that forever. You know, you really got to just get it in your head that, okay, you know what? I've done, to the best of my ability, what I can do for this book. And don't be afraid, put it out there and get feedback. Because feedback, negative or good feedback, it's going to help you grow. And if the negative feedback, I shouldn't say negative, if there's opportunities to learn from it, well, that's the kind of feedback that you will grow from.
Nice,
and,
nice.
You know,
Absolutely.
So that type of thing. Don't be afraid. You've done the hard work. Trust in yourself and do it.
And you really kept me grounded, because I kept saying, I don't think it's ready. And you said months ago it was ready. And I said, no, it's not. And so I think we really balanced each other out well there, because if I had submitted it, you know, it actually got released a little earlier by accident. And then we pulled it. And then, of course, we really relaunched it again in January. And I just did not feel it. And I'm sure there's still some things we missed, you know, or my editor missed. And, you know, everyone kept telling me it was ready. And I said, no, it's not. And yet, like I said, we all sometimes have that imposter syndrome, right? I think we'd be less than human if we didn't. And many of us are perfectionists. But at some point, you're right, we have to say it's done, right? And this can apply to anyone listening to this podcast, that there is a time and point in time that you have to say, okay, it's ready. And we put everything we have into it, and just got to trust in the process. And so, thank you. What advice would you give to aspiring authors who may be considering partnering with a spouse or someone else in co-creating a book? So let me just ask.
Don't do it. I'm joking.
I had to ask you now, if you knew ahead of time what we would have been in for, you know, over the past year and a half, do you think you would have agreed to do it?
Absolutely, because I know it's making you happy, and that's why I would agree to it.
Oh, you're so nice.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's true, though.
Oh, you're so sweet. At any rate, okay, let's move on and get back to some seriousness here. So seriously, though, if someone was looking to co-create a book, what would you say to them?
I think my advice would be to, you better ensure that you do have a strong relationship. Because it's a long process, and especially if the other one is a perfectionist, and they're going to be putting their heart and soul into that book, more so than what the person who's not a perfectionist, like myself, you know, and it's going to take a lot of time away from your personal relationship, your social events that you do, and that's tough. You know, you're going to feel like you're maybe one might partner might feel that they're alone a lot, and that they're, you know, what's going on? Is this book ever going to finish? So you need to ensure you do have a strong relationship, and that you can help each other through that extended period of time.
Yeah, thank you. No, we're pretty open communicators, and it wasn't all a bed of roses by any means, but we did check-ins with each other, right? And I would say, you know, how are you feeling? And you would let me know, right? And we're very, I think open dialogue is just so important. I mean, this conversation we're having now could as much be like, you know, how to have a good, strong marriage as you know, partners in writing a book. So were there any particular challenges or moments of frustration that you experienced with Lisa in your book that anything, you know, keep it nice, but anything that comes to mind that that we haven't shared, or, you know, because we've shared a few things now, but.
Oh, we probably shared. I mean, the book took precedent over everything, yeah. And I had to deal with that. And like I say, I work a lot of hours myself outside the house. And especially if there's shutdowns out in the plant I work in, and you're putting in like phenomenal hours during a 2-month period, and you get tired yourself, and you can get grumpy, and you can have episodes where, okay, this has come to a head and we need to talk about it, and you talk about it and you get through it, and
thankfully you don't mind eating a can of beans with some toast some nights.
Easy to please.
Oh, thank God you don't have a particular palate. Because some nights it was literally eggs and toast or beans and toast for supper, you know. What were your personal outlets to stay grounded and inspired during the book journey? What were your personal outlets?
Well, I'm lucky in a sense that I do have lots of hobbies that I like. And one of them being my music. I would go in the basement and I'd turn up my 1,000-watt amps that I got down there, and I would play some songs and sing. And my buddy, my dog Riley, would be down there with me, and he'd love to sing. And we'd just have some fun and relax and get all our stress out and just have a bit of fun with some music. And
you go to the gym, you work out. And
well, I was going to get to that there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I like to go to the gym.
You do.
And do that type of thing. And it's just a social aspect there also, I guess. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. And me and my dog used to go for lots of walks.
Yeah. Well, I would join you when I could. I would join you.
When you could, for sure.
Down by the river. And, you know, it's probably a good time. I'll just, you know, add a few things there that I was trying to be really mindful of. Like when you would wake up from a night shift, you would go grab coffee, and sometimes you would surprise me with a nice Starbucks latte, and we would, you know, and my little chai latte, and we would sit down and chat about the book during our morning coffee, and that would be my break. So I always tried to, you know, spend that time with you, and you know, we go for walks, and then we both sing together in some gigs, and you know, in the pub, in our favorite pubs. So we have that we use as an outlet, right? We sing together. And even just last night, we had a friend over. He was practicing with us. He's going to record some songs for us that we can put on our YouTube for our you know, our other sideline business, which is our music gigs. So anything else you want to say about our time collaborating? You know, hopefully you found it a good experience.
Absolutely. No, it was a great experience. And I mean, there was times you were in one office, I was in another room up there at a desk, and especially when we're getting into the heavy duty editing, and I know some of the times I would say, no, we need to shorten this up. This sentence is way too long, or
and I'm not still or, saying there might still be some run-on sentences in the book. God, please forgive us, but we did our best.
I'm a big advocate for concise and to the point information, especially when you're writing a book. And so, trying to keep that on track. I mean, so we're both in offices there, and I'd get up and go to her office with a new bunch of edits that she could look at, and so it was good like that. It brought us close for sure.
Yeah, it really was a collaboration. It really was a collaboration, I think, on so many levels.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm glad it's over. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, me too. me too.
It was busy, and it was a lot of work.
Yeah. Now we want to get into having some fun and fun with the marketing of the book. And
well, and the big thing about it, like the end product, is fantastic. I think people are really going to enjoy it. It's going to be a great read, and highly recommend you get out there and get one for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, I just want to add a few things of my own thoughts and experiences, right? One thing, you have a real creative way about you, right? On so many levels. And I was struggling with, for those who have the book, I have a PrEP section on the end, and PrEP is, I won't tell you what it is, but it's an acronym. And I was trying to find the right words, right, for each of the PREP. And I was struggling, and within seconds, I brought it to you, and you had it. I'm like, oh, gracious, you know. And there was so many times that I was really struggling with something, and I brought it to you. Within seconds, you had an answer for me. And that was wonderful. I mean, that's what a true partnership should be, right? It was great.
Yeah.
And your editing skills, too. And I never knew you had it in you. I never knew you had it in you. Like, you have a good mastery with the word and your editing skills, and you would catch things that I didn't catch, or you, again, if it was, you know, extra long sentence, you would pick up on that, right? All your years of Scrabble, yeah. And, you know, you would be so gracious. If I said, Pete, let's go for a walk, you would drop everything and go for a walk, and we'd take the dog and go down by the river, and it just was great to clear our heads. And lots of times we didn't even talk about the book so much. We talked about anything other than the book, but sometimes we would talk about the book, right? So that was great that we recognized, and we like to kayak. So in the summertime, that was our real time to decompress, right? When we were heavy into the book, two summers, actually, the book, excuse me, crossed over into, and, you know, and you would come in, just give me some impromptu shoulder massages when you really knew I needed them. That was so appreciated. And like I said, you know, cooking the meals for us and really taking and cleaning the washrooms and everything else that, you know, needed to be done, you know, strip the beds. You did it. You did it with me. Right. And, you're such a great partner on so many levels. I'm just so fortunate. And, you know, I couldn't have imagined going on this journey with anyone. And I couldn't imagine what the book would have been like if I had to have gone on it just as a solo venture without your support. And I really, really appreciate everything that you brought to the...
You're welcome. It was a big undertaking for sure to do something like that by yourself. So
yeah, and we're having some fun now. Like, we were on looking at Amazon and Amazon.com and CA, and looking at where the book is ranking. And, you know, some days the book goes up, but that's just the way the algorithms work in Amazon. So we're just having a bit of fun looking at that, and noticed that the weekend it went up to as high as number 10 in the human resource management category and Amazon.ca. So that was something fun that we could have some fun with and chat about it and you know, follow those rankings. So thank you again, Peter. Thank you for coming on. And
you're welcome.
Going through a photo shoot just before this, as I know you're anxious to go hit the gym now and probably work out your sore muscles and just to de-stress maybe from this experience today. But it's all good. But thank you to those who came in to listen to our little interview here today. We hope that maybe we brought you a little levity or made you smile, brought you some insights to apply to your personal life, or maybe you're considering writing a book with your spouse or a partner or a business partner, and that we could give you some insights just to help you, you know, guide you in that process, if you will. But, you know, thank you. And thank you for your support in tuning into our episodes. We're fairly new. This is our, I think, third episode. We have many more coming, and it's a bi-weekly podcast, as you know. So we really appreciate you tuning in. And if you ever have any topics you might like for us to discuss in our podcast, certainly DM me or email me at info@workplacewellnesscoe.com. And if you'd be, you know, so kind, of course, we want everyone to buy our book. That goes without saying, right? But, you know, check out our book on our book page at workplacewellnesscoe.com/book. And we'll put all the links and everything in the show notes. But what would really excite us and humble us is if you would leave your comments after you've read the book. and leave your comments in amazon.com or amazon.ca, wherever you purchase the book, and let us know. We would love to hear, you know, how you found the book. And certainly, of course, share it with your friends and family and those in your workplaces and encourage them to buy the book. And that would make us so happy, so, so happy. So on that note, thanks again for tuning in. Until we meet up in our next episode, stay healthy and well and keep on keeping it real. Thanks, Peter. Bye, everyone.
Yep.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.